Estevan. The past year brought ups and downs for Estevan, with major projects progressing and topics that affect everyone continuing to be discussed. The community has seen a return of major events, the start of new activities and big sports competitions. The Estevan Mercury's Year in Review will walk you through all major Southeast happening of 2023. December. December brought the traditional assortment of pre-Christmas activities in the community, which meant lots of fun for people of all ages. But there was more than just Christmas happenings. The annual Dickens Village Festival was held in Carlisle December 1 and 2, attracting many people to the town to celebrate a Victorian-style Christmas. The Southeast Chorus, comprised of musicians from this part of the province, and the Northwest Chorus, featuring performers from North Dakota, teamed up for their 51st annual celebration of Christmas music on December 2 and 3. Estevan City Council held an 8-hour meeting on December 4 to discuss the 2024 budget, which includes a 2% property tax increase. If approved, it would be the first property tax hike since 2018. France's ambassador to Canada Michel Mirailet traveled from Ottawa to Estevan on December 5 to thank, recognize and honor local Second World War veteran Jim Spenst by presenting him with a rank of knight with the National Order of the Legion of Honor in France, in honor of the efforts of Spenst and other Canadian soldiers to liberate the European nation from Germany during the Second World War. The Kinsman Telly Miracle Foundation donated $31,095, supporting the purchase of a new panda infant warmer and resuscitator for St. Joseph's Hospital's maternity ward. Hundreds of people dropped by the St. Joseph's Healthcare Auxiliary's Christmas Tea, Bake Sale and Raffle on December 6, the first time the event has happened since 2019. The provincial government's final land sale of the year on December 7 brought in more than $17 million, with one license in the Alameda area bringing in more than $10 million. The Lampman Community Theatre performed Night at the Lamp, penned by local playwright Maureen Ulrich, at the Lampman branch of the Royal Canadian Legion from December 7-9. The movie A Cowboy Christmas, filmed in Maple Creek, made its Canadian debut on December 8 at Estevan's Orpheum Theatre. The director and a producer were in attendance. The ECS senior and junior girls basketball teams brought teams to Estevan and raised money for the Salvation Army's food bank during the Holiday Classic tournaments on December 8 and 9. The Estevan Downtown Business Association brought lots of people to the 1100 and 1200 blocks of 4th Street for shopping and fun during the annual Miracle on 4th on December 9. Local musicians showcased their talent on December 10 during the Rotary Club of Estevan's annual Christmas Carol Festival. Mayor Roy Ludwig confirmed in an interview with the Mercury that he would not seek re-election in 2024. He has been mayor since 2012 and on council since 1994. The city of Estevan continued a tradition by adding a large Christmas tree at the junction of King Street, 13th Avenue and Souris Avenue North. The Carlisle RCMP was seeking the public's assistance with a vandalism incident in which 12 transformers were shot at, knocking out power to hundreds of people. It was not connected to a widespread power outage in the southeast on December 13. The Community Hamper Association's Angel Tree Program held its toy store, with more than 400 toys distributed to children of hamper recipients. A total of 295 hampers were filled this year. Each child receiving a toy also received two pairs of pajamas through the Estevan Canet Club's PJ project, thanks to the support of the community. The CPKC holiday train rolled into North Portal and Estevan on December 17, bringing live music with Dallas Smith and Mackenzie Porter, and raising support for the Salvation Army's food bank. Woodlawn Regional Park held its annual Christmas in the Park event, which is the kickoff to the annual Festival of Lights displays. The Festival of Lights will continue until January 1. Estevan City Council had a busy agenda for its last meeting of the year, highlighted by a presentation Gord Moore and Angud Singh on economic development.